think outside the box. Self-generate our success. Fuck the handbook someone else wrote. It's your life, your book.
I'm back where I belong. Yeah, I never felt so strong. Yeah. I'm back, I'm feeling like there's nothing I can't try. And if you with me, put your hands high.
Put your hands high. You haven't lost a life before. Hey. This one's
and if
for
you with me, put your hands high.
Your dreams are filled. You're rocking with the best. I'll be on the song.
If you come into this gym all like, oh my god, I go in there and fucking the gym and everything else, you're never gonna make it, guys. You ain't gonna cross any finish line in life. You gotta love it, guys. And you fall in love with the way you feel, man. The way you close your eyes, how you feel. You fall in love with that. Not when you open them and look in the mirror and be like, oh wow, like that. No! That's how you feel, guys. Fall in love up here. Everything else comes together.
Ain't no stopping us now. I love that song. Whenever it comes on, it makes me feel strong. I thought I told you that we won't stop till we back cruising through Harlem. These old blocks is what made me, saved me, drove me crazy, drove me away, then embraced me, forgave me for all of my shortcomings. Welcome to my homecoming. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. A lot of fights, a lot of scars, a lot of bottles, a lot of cars, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Made it back, lost my dog.
Miss you,
but here I stand, a better man.
Don't stop.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you.
Now I feel good. It's like a drug, guys. It's like a drug. Success is as addicting of a drug as any chemical drug. It's a high, so your endorphins released naturally. You don't need to shoot up for it. You don't need to snort. You guys gotta sweat for it. And the results are something that build on each other instead of deteriorating you and breaking your foundation down. This shit right here, guys, is the cornerstone that every mother, monumental task and achievement that you're proud of for the rest of your life. This dries into a foundation of legacy.
Thank you. Coming home, oh. Tell the world I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Let the rain wash away.
Feels so
all
good.
The pain of yesterday.
Feels so free.
And I'm a king.
Ain't no place like home,
away.
Baby.
And they're forgiving.
Ain't no place like
mistakes.
Home.
I just picked up the this month's issue of Forbes magazine. It's called Billionaires. It's on some newsstands right now for April. And you know, the overwhelming fact there, right, was that the majority of the billionaires, that was 200 and some in 2001, now it's over 400 in 2011. So much growth of billionaires. And if you look at the stats and they broke it down, how were they made? Were they made by, you know, inheritance? Or were they self-generated, self-created? And majority, 60% of all billionaires are self-created. Think of that, guys. Because what that means is that these guys are no different than us. They had an idea, or they had an opportunity to slap them in the face at any given time. And if we think about it and we dissect our day, we have opportunities coming up every single day. It's our ability or inability to notice them and then to react to them. So what happens with these opportunities that come and go, they produce a byproduct of water. When I say water, two different types of water. One's powerful and one's submissive. The submissive one would be tears of water, crying. The powerful water is the sweat that comes out. Both water, right? So my question would be, for all these people that cry out there, they cry about opportunities missed. Instead of smiling for opportunities lived.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm
thank
you, Lord. Home. I'm coming home.
Oh.
Tell the world that I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.